Hello and welcome to the TechLink podcast once again. It's been away 3 months, and in those 3 months, a lot of stuff has happened. This is just a bit of an update, I suppose, a bit of a life update of why I guess I haven't been posting podcasts and, tech in general, a bit of an update on that. And what's going to come in the future, I suppose. But again, this has no real format, so you could go anywhere with this. But let's just begin, I guess, with like what the hell has happened over the past few months. So obviously, coronavirus hit, and it hit pretty hard across the world. It's hitting now in Europe and the US. But before all that, it had hit in China, which is where I am right now. So the situation was pretty grim. Now it's a lot better, but the situation was pretty terrible. Just mere weeks ago, cases were doubling and tripling a day. Wuhan, the center of the virus, I mean, that was unlivable. Still is kind of unlivable, but of course that sort of settled down. In Shanghai, cases did come. Never surpassed 500, which is good. I mean, Shanghai, I think, was one of the cities which didn't get affected that much. I mean, sure, it was and it still is a pain in the ass to like live here because you have to pass so many controls. They temperature check you everywhere. You have to wear. Still have to wear masks wherever you go, so it is quite tough to live it out. But comparatively to like other, cities like Wuhan or in the province of Xinjiang, there's quite a few cities which did get affected. Really not as bad. I do have the advantage of living in a bit of a villa, so going outside was definitely doable. And we went outside every day. Because it's a bit of a it's a lockdown compound, so it's quite easy to go outside and to like do all sorts of things without needing to go into the real world. So that's been the situation. I haven't really been posting because this whole coronavirus thing just took time and it took drained a lot out of me. Like I did not want to be recording podcasts at the end of the day. I went to the Philippines in January for a bit of a holiday. That's when I came back, the situation was really terrible, and during my time in the Philippines, it was really terrible. So that's why that's why I sort of stopped. I stopped a lot earlier, I suppose, but that's when I hit rock bottom. I mean, everyone hit rock bottom. School, obviously, got canceled. Still is canceled right now. Online school is actually going all right, but we have no idea when it's going to come back to normal. No one really knows anything at the moment, but that's just about taking it day at a time, I guess. And seeing what happens from there. Technology's advanced quite a bit, obviously, since the 3 months that I've been away. Quite a lot of new releases. I think we got a couple new Oppo releases. MWC got cancelled. Not surprised there. Google I/O was cancelled. No surprises there as the virus has sort of spread. Over the world of tech, it's spread over the world of sports as well. The Premier League probably cancelled as well. The ATP Tour, which I follow closely for tennis, that's been postponed. Another three tournaments are out. So it's quite a grim time, especially now that Europe and the US have been heavily hit. I mean, my home country of Spain is the second most affected country behind Italy. And that's due to them not expecting anything to happen. So, I'm gonna say this now. I bet many people have told you this already, but stay safe. Stay home if you're in one of those countries. Luckily enough, here in China, at least in Shanghai, it's died down quite a bit, or a lot. Sorry, that was a notification coming through. It's died down quite a bit, to the point where, you can go outside, and I'm going outside to eat for the first time in months today. A week ago or so, I played tennis app for the first time in months. So the situation is slowly returning back to normal in Shanghai, but in other places, the quarantine period has just started. I've spent a month and a half in quarantine, or if not more, and it's actually been all right, but I can definitely understand why it's very tough and annoying to be at home all the time, but you just got to make the best of it because it's the best for everybody right now. So yeah, technology, like I said, a lot of events got canceled. That doesn't mean your releases weren't happening. There's a bit of an update in personal technology, I suppose, my technology. So this is recording actually on a K30 Pro. Nope, sorry, the K30 5G. This is a new phone that I have purchased. And the reason why I have this and not my typical ROG Phone 2 with its quad mic setup, its Wi-Fi 6, and all that is that I actually smashed and broke the ROG Phone 2 into pieces. It was quite unfortunate. I was going up some steps and essentially I slipped. And I used the phone, which I had the phone. I had the phone in one hand, and I used the phone as support. And I just obliterated the screen. That phone is in a plastic bag, ready to be sent to e-waste. It's really annoying, because I really did like the ROG Phone 2. It was such a great phone. That 120 Hz AMOLED. I mean, I don't think I can ever go back to that. And I sort of haven't gone back to 60. And well, you'll see later that, the phone that I'm rocking, the K35G, and it's in some ways better, in some ways worse. But anyway, the ROG Phone 2, was super fast. It looked super unique, so it always stood out. It was just a delight of a phone, especially for media, with that massive screen. You could watch all sorts of things on it, game all you want, and it was amazing. 1080p OLED, HDR10 plus, Netflix worked on HD. We had some issues, but originally, but it did work later on, no problems. So yeah, it was a great phone, and I was absolutely distraught when I broke that. Up the stairs, and well, now I'm using the Redmi K30 5G, which was a phone I believe was announced in January by Xiaomi as part of the K30 line. And I believe it's the cheapest 5G phone in China or in the world. Probably in the world. I mean, I don't think there's a cheap 5G phone in this one unless you find a refurbished Galaxy S10 5G at a very cheap price. But standout features of the phone that I'm using, I mean, I guess I'll put the GSM Arena link in the description of the podcast, but it's got a 1080p IPS LCD, which runs at 120 hertz. And the reason it does is because it's cheap to have an LCD at 120 hertz. It's not so cheap to have an AMOLED at 120 hertz, or for example, like the S20s, or even a 90 hertz AMOLED, like the Mi 10 and Mi 10 Pro, which got released as well. But apart from that, it's got a dual hole punch design, emulating the Honor V30 line, the Realme X50 line, or the X50 Pro, the Realme 6 Pro. It's that dual hole punch cutout thing with a depth sensor there for portrait stuff, and then your main selfie shooter in there as well. I mean, the display perforation, I'm not a real big fan of it. Sort of gotten used to it, but coming from something with no notches or perforations on the screen or whatever, it did get kind of tough the first few days, but now it sort of blends in with the screen. That's not a problem. I will say that the camera is fairly good. I wouldn't say it's an upgrade necessarily, but it is all right. It's a 64 megapixel sensor. It's the Sony IMX686, which I believe is the successor to the 586 in my ROG Phone 2, which was a 48 megapixel sensor. Not that megapixels matter, but I mean, it's nice to shoot in 64 when the light is good, and you can crop in and get quite a lot of detail. Even by zooming in, you don't lose that much. So it replaces a telephoto, which this phone does not have. It does have an 8 megapixel wide angle, which I always sort of reproach companies for doing. And whenever I see a phone with a low megapixel wide angle, I just think, how are you getting all that detail? How are you getting detail on your wide angle camera? It's probably really bad. I mean, this one's okay. Obviously, it's not the best in the world. Colors, I guess, are they're a bit faded, but maybe that's just the screen. But overall, it's all right. It's all right. There is some focusing issues, actually, to be honest. There are some focusing issues. I just got a software update come through, which hopefully will fix those. But yeah, the focusing issues are a thing, which is unfortunate, especially when you're trying to get a quick shot of something. During an online lesson when the teacher will put something on the on her screen or on his screen, and you want to get a quick shot and you want to get all the text in focus so you can read it later. Makes it kind of tough to do that when you press sort of press on the screen to get that portion in focus, and it just doesn't. It's quite frustrating in general, but in general the camera's pretty good. In terms of what it's running, it's the Snapdragon 765G, which, I mean, I think it was announced in December, if I'm not mistaken, as part of the new sort of series from Snapdragon, the new 5G chips alongside the 865. Performance has been pretty good. I will say that the 765G obviously is slower, I think, definitely slower. I looked at benchmarks, but you can't really trust benchmarks. But it is kind of slower than the 855 plus, especially because the ROG Phone 2 had stock Android, and this is on MIUI, so it's not the same. Obviously, MIUI is, it's improved a lot. It's fairly fluid. It's an 11th installment, and it looks good. It's not as cartoonish. There's a lot of like Chinese stuff. Obviously, the rest is a Chinese ROM, but it is actually pretty good for what it is. It's come a long way. I remember the days of MIUI 8 and 7 where it was so difficult to navigate, and it was so iOS-like, and the settings were all over the place. But MIUI 11 is good. It's mature. These China ROMs are actually more advanced than the global ROMs, so you get the updates first and stuff, which is nice. So yeah, in terms of performance, no real hiccups at all. It runs basically everything. The 765G has an integrated 5G modem in it, which does only sub-6 5G, so that's the slower version of 5G, which I have experienced coverage of along the city. City of Shanghai is actually has decent sub-6 gigahertz 5G coverage. And it is faster a little bit than LTE, I've noticed when downloading stuff. Like, I downloaded an app and it was done pretty quickly, a lot faster than it would have downloaded it through LTE. But apart from that, there's no real other usage, and I would have been fine with 4G LTE anyway. But I just got it to sort of future-proof myself. I mean, then again, sub-6 isn't exactly future-proofing, it's just like LTE plus. But anyway, I just needed a phone to sort of, fill the gap between the ROG Phone 2 and what's coming up next, which is going to be a flagship phone, because I have done a little bit of digging around this year's releases, and even though I'm not exactly satisfied with what's come out, so you have to wait for OnePlus and Huawei to come out with their phones and stuff. I think I might get a flagship this year as well. I am actually, this is unhealthy, this habit of phones. If you are in it, if you know, or if you know, if you're in the habit of it, and if you follow it, you know what I mean. It's tempting. It's very tempting when new stuff comes out to buy it. And so I'll have to see what Samsung does, and I'll have to see what OnePlus does and what Oppo does again. Well, I mean, Oppo's already released their stuff. It's the X2 and X2 Pro, but you know, Vivo, those companies, and I'll make a decision by the summer. But I am going to stick with this. This is not going to go to waste. I'm obviously not going to throw this away and or leave it in a drawer or something. This is going to be my father's phone when that happens, so that'll be his. And then we'll see what successor to this K35G is in the summer. Hopefully, has an 865 or whatever. I've looked at Huawei P40 renders and stuff, and they look pretty promising. I don't like the fact that it's a big, ugly dual punch hole thing on this on the front. But well, I mean, if the camera performance really is that good, you can sort of excuse them. It's got to be a reason for it. That's what I always say about sort of big notches and punch holes. If there's a reason for them, I'm okay with them. But if they're there just for like a depth sensor or aesthetics, then you know I'd rather have a bezel. But anyway, might as well leave it here for this little update podcast. It's not really much else to say. I'll be doing these on, well, whenever I feel like it, to be honest, because I've got most afternoons free. Because of course online school is on, and so when online school is finished, I've got the afternoon, so I'll record a couple of these. And yeah, stay safe, everyone, and see you next time.